With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Turnout reported brisk in various places around the country as Americans vote on this election day. The White House candidates have made their closing arguments to the voters, including in Pennsylvania, which is one of seven all-important swing states.
19 Electoral College votes are at stake in Pennsylvania.
If we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole ball of wax. It's over.
Donald Trump says he could walk away with the greatest political event in history. Kamala Harris says this is one of the most consequential elections in her lifetime. Harris says there is a stark difference between the campaigns.
This has not been about a fight that is against something. This is about a fight that is for something.
And that's correspondent Ed Donahue reporting. White House correspondent Greg Clugston, he's back in Washington after his tour of the Blue Wall states, takes a look at what the candidates are doing today.
The vice president returned to Washington after wrapping up her campaign in Pennsylvania last night. Tonight, she'll hold a watch party at her alma mater, Howard University in D.C. Trump, who gave his final stump speech in Michigan, flew back to Florida, where he plans to hold an election night event at his Mar-a-Lago estate in West Palm Beach. Meanwhile, President Biden will await the results at the White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
If he wins the White House, former President Trump says he'd warn Mexico that if it doesn't stop the flood of illegal aliens and drugs into the U.S., it will face a stiff 25% tariff on all of its exports to America. Also at SRNnews.com, Texas Secretary of State Jane Nelson has told the Justice Department to keep its election inspectors out of Texas polling places and to steer clear of the state's election process, warning that such interference runs afoul of state law. Watching Wall Street this morning, stocks are higher. The Dow is up 350. The Nasdaq ahead 182. This is SRN News. A Canadian province tackles transgenderism.
Lawmakers in Alberta are considering a measure that would bar doctors from performing sex change operations on children. The legislation mirrors a number of state laws in the U.S. that say anybody under the age of 18 simply cannot make an informed decision about having irreversible surgery designed to help them live as the opposite sex. Canada is generally more socially liberal than this country, but parents north of the border are beginning to express concerns about transgenderism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Britain's new ban on silent prayer outside abortion clinics has gone into effect, but the debate over its legality continues to rage. Many pro-life advocates say the buffer zone law violates free speech as well as freedom of religion. Bishop John Sherrington of the Catholic Bishops Conference of England and Wales says religious freedom includes the right to manifest one's private beliefs in public through witness, prayer, and charitable outreach, including outside abortion facilities. SRN News. The Texas Railroad Commission asking lawmakers for an additional $100 million in emergency funding.
It's an effort to keep up with leaking and erupting wells in the state's oil fields. Commission Director Danny Sorrell says the TRC's $226 million budget request did not include enough money to protect the groundwater and the environment from increasingly common well blowouts. He said regulators need the money to staff a team of inspectors who can investigate the cause of blowouts and noted that the cost to plug wells has increased by 36% since 2022. John Scott reporting.
The Justice Department says federal agents have arrested a Tennessee man who they say was trying to destroy a Nashville electrical substation. 24-year-old accused of attempting to use a drone loaded with what he thought were explosives to destroy the Nashville energy facility. More details, SRNnews.com.